Hi guys, Andy Manning here from the Social Networking Academy. Now, what I'm basically doing at the moment is just putting this audio on here so I can talk you through how you get yourself into your own group. Now, there's a UK group already going fast and strong, and there's also an Australian group that's going fast and strong. I've got someone in Canada who's heading up a group over there called Edward, and he basically is quite active on the fan page, as you'll see, and offers up lots of help on HTML and things like that. You've got Donna, who's in Australia, myself in the UK, and I'm looking for other people in other countries to take a lead and obviously do things for themselves. I've noticed that Monica Black and Donna Belungi are both quite actively talking to each other. You guys need to really start a group in the US, so if you can do that for me, that'd be great. In essence, guys, what you do is make sure you have Skype. Download Skype. It's a free program, Skype.com. Download it onto your PC, laptop, or whatever device you're using to communicate with. Once you've got that on there, obviously you get a name for yourself or an ad username that you can use. Give that to other people that you want to contact you, and then obviously you then become part of a call group. You then have, when the Skype's set up, a system on there to group call each other. Now, all you need to do basically to do that, at the bottom of the left-hand panel, there's a little picture which says group on it. Click group, and then a little bar at the top will become quite wide, a nice blue bar. You then drag everybody into that position there, and then you have formed a group. What it means then, everything you type into the message board, once you're in that on your group selected, you can then have all those messages going to each other. Now, whether you're on there or not on there, that message will hit you, and it's a very sort of little known thing that obviously you can use it like that. But also, you can then, if you want to phone people, it's just basically click the call and it calls everyone in the group. If everyone's not on the phone, it will just literally cut them off, and the ones that are on the call will remain on it. If, for instance, you need to do some one-to-one when there's a group call on, and because there's so many people on there, you can't get a word in edgeways, you get a group, drag the person who you want in that group to that group and take them off the other one, and then continue talking to them separately from the rest of the group, but still be engaged in it because you can still type messages, etc. Guys, get the Skype set up, get yourselves sorted out with each other in the groups. Go to the discussion board as well, because that's a good source of information to who's doing what, where, and how. Put your name, all you're basically doing there is going to put your name of your country in there, and possibly your town, and obviously a little bit about what you're trying to do and what you're weak on. That way, the person that contacts you then can have a little bit of a heads up as to how they can help you further. Guys, I hope that helps you out, and you're enjoying the study buddies as a group. And guys, another thing for you, just before I go, is please do not spam link or affiliate link this page. Exactly the same as Joe's page as well. It's not tolerated. Basically, anything like that will be taken straight off. If it's to get your vanity email or your vanity address for your fan page, not a problem. Once you've got it though, guys, that's it. Yeah, we can get in there and obviously give you some assistance and stuff, but please do not put links on here that link to affiliate things, CPA offers or anything like that, because it will get taken off straight away, even if it's your own stuff. Thanks very much, guys, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.